kind of giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. On today's program, we talk with Jeffrey Waring, director for the Center of Business, Entrepreneurship, and Tourism at Black Hills State University, Roger Gushus of Healthy Oil Seeds, Nicholas Flom, executive director for the Northern Plains UAS Test Site, and a little wine sampling with the Dakota Sun Garden Winery. All that, plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million, too.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Jeff Waring, Director of Entrepreneurship and Tourism for Black Hills State University. I don't know if you guys are doing much on there, if Sanford has made its way over to the western side. You know, obviously they're big in Sioux Falls. But secondly, I believe Denny Sanford is funding or is the main benefactor to that underground mine that goes like 2 miles below the earth's surface in Lead, South Dakota. Are you guys doing anything as a feeder program or getting involved in any way with the healthcare on the Sanford side?
Not on the healthcare side, no. There is, you know, Sanford obviously in South Dakota, I mean, he donates to so many causes, and so he's a great one to get things going. We have a new Sanford Science Center on campus, which has a link to that underground laboratory. And our university actually just opened up a new classroom down, you know, down at the bottom of that shaft, right? So students can actually go down there and do work. I'm currently trying to figure out an excuse to be able to go down because you have to have a good reason to do it. And I haven't thought of a reason to have my business classes go down there. But that is something that, you know, our school is involved in. It's mainly on the sciences side. You know, the geology students, I mean, easy excuses for them to go down and use the laboratory down there. A little bit harder on the business side.
I tell you, that out of all the things, that is one of the one things that has really intrigued my curiosity is what's down there. And I'm with you, man. I want to find out what's going on down there. And they just don't let any old media person down there. So
I know. I went over. I was actually at the top on Tuesday looking at the new visitor center that they have there. And so I took my son through, and I went up to him like, okay, give me some hints. How do I get down to the bottom? And the lady's like, now you figure that out.
Let's talk about Black Hills State and where you guys are going in the world of business. What do you see the future for your education being? Is it more technology-based? Is it more of the old you know, School of Mines type collaboration? I guess, what direction is Black Hills State going as you see it?
We have some really strong programs that I think are always going to be there, right? So our accounting program is incredible. And so it's one of those things where, you know, you're always going to need accountants who are trained and who know what they're talking about. And our accounting program is just blows my mind how good it is. And so you think of those types of areas. We also have one of the best tourism programs anywhere around. And so it's, you know, it's a small program, but really teaches the students and gets them involved at the state level with, you know, the tourism folks that work for the state. And so I think those are some niches where, you know, you're going to see those get stronger over time. Okay? In terms of the entrepreneurship end that I'm in, it's really interesting for me because so many of the students come from, you know, from backgrounds where they want to stay local. Like, they come from ranch families and they're trying to figure out how to, you know, develop and grow their ranch. Or maybe they have an interest in a field that's not even business. It's exercise science is a huge one. I get lots of exercise science majors, right? And so how can they develop their own gym or training program or doing that type of consulting? Or and so I actually see the future. If I were able to, you know, draw the map of what the business school is going to be doing in the future, I think I would say grabbing students from all areas of the university and helping, you know, every student on campus realize that they need to be learning about business, even if that's not their major. That would be my future. You know, yes, we'll have lots of business majors, and that's great, but everyone needs to be taking at least a couple business classes. Everyone, I think, should have an accounting class. Everyone should have a marketing class. Everyone should have an entrepreneurship class, right? Because those are the things you're going to need regardless of what industry you're going into. And that's kind of how I see the future, is making some basic business part of everybody's education.
You know, I couldn't agree more. In fact, I've always thought that people should have some sort of money management classes or something along those lines. And what I mean by money management, it's more about cash flow, because the minute you go into school, you have to start cash flowing your life because you have bills that are coming in, whether it's rent or whether it's utility bills or maybe it's your student loans. And essentially, your household needs to run almost like a business. Do you understand what I'm saying by that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, when a student hits college, all of a sudden they're getting, what, 5 credit card applications a week thrown at them? And they've, you know, often not had the you know, the budgeting discussion, right? They've never been taught how to really stick to a budget. And yet now people are trying to give them all of this so-called free money that they can spend. And it's easy to get into trouble that way.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jeff Waring from Black Hills State University, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spiesen. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
It's not that I was ever so bad, and it's not that she was ever so good. It's just a shame that things don't work out the way I wish they would.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
It's just a shame that things don't work out the way I wish they would.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Now, many of you are familiar with, like, the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today, with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. DakotaCannabisClub.com. That's DakotaCannabisClub.com.